an opportunity to rebirth. Every day is a new day, another opportunity for you to do good things, enjoy your life, get yourself to a place where you really feel good about everything. I don't know that always going is kind of oxymoronic here sometimes when Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and I go through some of the news of the day, because it isn't always that wonderful. We have a little fun with it here and there as we can. Some stuff is just hard to have fun with. And there's an example of that. The story continues about what has happened to the Malaysian jetliner. So here's the newest wrinkle. Film director James Cameron. He is a deep sea explorer. He started his hobby when he did the Titanic movie. Bought a bunch, I think he's got three or four of these little probes, mini probes, mini robot probes.
And he's got one that he goes down in, yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to use that to try to find the plane. The probes are remotely operated, controlled via hundreds of meters of optic fiber, are going to aid the exploration of the larger structures, if they can. You know, these people are still telling everybody, we got the plane, we know where it is, we're going to find it. Nonsense. No plane down there, but this is good drama. Maybe even make a good movie. If there's a role for these robotic systems that have been developed for exploring inside wrecks, I'm more than happy to facilitate, said Mr. Cameron in a response to questions. This type of role is hypothetical, but applicable, not, though, until the wreck has been actually found. So they're already trying to figure out if there's a debris field. The plane, by the way, weighs 370 tons, if you didn't know that. The Bluefin 21 is scouring the bottom of the ocean, 1,500 square miles. Could take a month, if there is anything down there, for him to find it. It's a 16-foot vessel, works by casting acoustic shadows to the sides of its sensors. It's made three dives, and all of them have come up with zero. It's because the plane's not there. So people are all saying to me, what's going to happen? You're going to have to eat crow when they find that plane. Really? Well, let's see what happens. Let's see here. What else is going on? There's a role for these mini rovers. First time I saw this story, I thought Range Rover and Mini Cooper had gotten together to make a mini rover. You got it, Richie?
Oh, you're pretty funny.
So anyway, Cameron says that the thing has got to have some structural integrity to it. Otherwise, it's not going to find anything. These small rovers have been invaluable. Apparently, they used something very similar to discover the debris and recover it from that Air France flight that went down in 2011.
This company, Bluefin, was involved in that search and helped find it.
And the people at Airbus who made the plane paid for it because they want to convince people. One of the rumors that had surfaced with regard to that plane was that the plane's structural integrity wasn't strong enough to take violent weather. The plane apparently went through some really violent weather, and that's what some say caused the plane to come apart, because when they found it in the ocean, it was pretty much like split in half. Now, that could have happened when it hit the water, or it could have happened before it hit the water. And so what Airbus wanted everybody to know, because Boeing quietly was saying, oh, look at these planes. They're not strong enough to take the heavy weather. Maybe you should buy a Boeing plane. And so Airbus wanted to, and I don't really know what they ever determined, by the way, as to whether it was structural or not. Anybody remember? I don't remember anybody saying one way or another whether the thing was structurally. That's one of the reasons I don't like Airbuses, because they aren't built as well as Boeing planes, and they'll tell you that. They last 15, 20 years, whereas the average Boeing plane lasts 30 to 40 years.
A friend of mine posted on our Facebook page that her husband, who was a Navy pilot for 20 years and now retired and flying for some other company.
Yeah.
Some company.
Yeah.
Thinks that the plane was intentionally flown into the water in such a way that it would not leave debris, that it would go in whole and stay whole and not leave a debris field and then sink.
How you do that?
Ooh.
That's, you know, especially with an Airbus. You'd think that thing would just shatter.
Well, no, this is not you're talking about the Air France plane.
I'm talking about this plane.
No, this is not. This plane is a Boeing plane.
Oh, Boeing, okay.
Yeah.
But either way, I mean, even if you take it in straight down so the fuselage doesn't smack the water, belly flop, you got to think it'd shear the wings off.
Yep. That's not possible. Okay. Here's something that'll crank up a lot of your...
But he's a pilot and we're just two radio guys.
That's what do we know? Richie.
Yeah.
You have, at Radio America, the originating network for the Good Day program, there are a number of hosts, three of them of note, beside me, who all are sort of leaning to the right.
Correct.
Fair?
Libertarian to conservative, right.
Right. Okay. I'm wondering how they're going to, and I'm wondering how Limbaugh and Beck and Hannity and some of these other people today are going to react to the latest bill in the hopper. Senators Ed Markey and Representative Hakeem Jeffries, looking for a way to stir the pot. They have they've introduced a bill called the Hate Crimes Reporting Act.
Mm.
All right, you don't think this is going to stir up some of the talk radio folks we know?
Mm.
These bills, both in the House and the Senate, would direct the National Telecommunications and Information Administration to analyze media outlets as to their bias. And most assuredly, radio included there, to determine if they are working to advocate and encourage hate crimes.
Mm.
What do you think radio hosts are going to do with that today?
That's a fun little topic to chat about.
Hate crimes.
When you start analyzing the media to see whether they're pushing one thing. You know,
it's like the news thing that came up a couple of months ago. They want to have an analysis of the news.
Right.
How you get your news.
Dangerous.
Yeah, of course it's dangerous.
Dangerous.
Yeah, but Markey is all about that kind of stuff. He wants to control everybody. And therefore, this makes for, as I'm suggesting, fairly good conversation. If you like political conversation, I'm betting this is going to be a good one. It's like red meat to throw this stuff at Limbaugh.
Yeah.
Red meat.
Yeah.
13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus takes your temperature in a moment here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes.
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet.
Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated with staples.com/copy and print for details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with a great tip for you from our friends at Afrin. Boy, has it been a miserable cold season. If you've been suffering this season, your friends from Afrin want to remind you that there's no need to wait any longer for nasal congestion relief. With Afrin, you get instant relief from your cold and allergy nasal congestion. Nothing relieves nasal congestion better than Afrin. Among single-ingredient OTC decongestants, please use as directed. And for more information, be sure to visit the Afrin website, Afrin.com. Time now for a visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of our medical experts here on the Good Day program. He and I do a Saturday and or a weekend program. I guess it depends on when you're listening to it. 2 hours of medical information, calls, if you want to jot it down to be a participant in it, whether it's your radio station that carries it or you listen to it online at radioamerica.org, dougsteffen.com, drkenshow.com. Help yourself. Dr. Ken, 2 hours every weekend. Send in your question to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to me, Doug, at dougsteffen.com. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks who are providing you with GenuCell, that stem cell technology that works so well for bags and puffiness under your eyes. Ken?
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day they're going to stare back at you. Thanks to Genucel, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new Genucel stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona, one of our listeners. She says, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks and my husband is amazed. He says, all the puffiness is gone. I love this product so much. I want to use it on my entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effect, you'll see Genucel working in just 12 hours.
And if you're looking for a great Mother's Day experience, here's something extra special. When you mention Dr. Ken, after you dial 800-822-6145, you want to order Genucel. You're going to get two other reasons to dial it up. And great Mother's Day presents. This is going to last till Mother's Day. The deal is, you mentioned Dr. Ken, you'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Treatment, and you're also going to get the new Deep Firming Serum that comes from Chamonix. So all these things are yours for the price of just one product at 800-822-6145. You have nothing to lose except the bags, the puffiness, and the look on your face. So do not wait. Call 800-822-6145 for the Mother's Day special, 800-822-6145. So news on casual marijuana this weekend.
Doug, as more states consider legalizing marijuana, and you hear so many people say, oh, it's no worse than alcohol, please listen to this, because this was published this week in the Journal of Neuroscience, a very credible medical journal, that young casual marijuana smokers, we're talking about 1 to 7 joints per week, experience potentially harmful changes to their brains, with drug altering regions in the mind related to motivation and emotion. There appears to be a direct correlation between the number of times users smoke and the abnormalities in the brain. Marijuana should only be used by people under 30 if they need it to manage pain from a terminal illness.
All right, listen up, those of you who are old, grumpy old men. Apparently it starts when you're 70.
This is in the heading again this week. I'm not making it up. This is from the medical journal Psychology and Aging. If your dad seems grumpier than he used to be, let me reassure you that you're not hallucinating. According to a recent study, most men find that their life improves around age 50, but for most men, their happiness begins to diminish around age 70. Men in their 70s have to deal with such hassles as health issues, the death of a family and friends, and mental decline. But there is hope for older men. They may lose a parent, but gain a grandchild.
Ah, see, I'm happier now than I've been for years.
You're not 70.
No, I'm not, but, you know, we're all heading that direction. Roberta, actually, this should be
60s. He's way over 70.
Yeah, I want to know if women are going to be affected and be grumpy or women when they get to be 70 as well. All right, so you got that story. A lot of things. Ken's got a lot of information for you at drkenshow.com. But the most information you can glean is by listening to the weekend program. So check it out. You can, again, find information either during the program. We do it live 7 to 9 East Coast time every Saturday morning.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give us an upset stomach. After eating, what do I do when I have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances the body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I now assume disc jockey mode as we review the top five songs this week in 1974, starting with number five, Redbone. Got a juice pump there, Richie. Come and get your love.
It's like the good old days.
It really is. Sing along with the records when I was a disc jockey.
So, I wonder what Dan Snyder of the Washington Redskins thinks about the band Redbone. And whether they should be protested whenever they play a concert somewhere.
There's something about this song that we were talking
it's
about
infectious.
Some men getting grumpy when they're 70. I couldn't imagine anyone being grumpy listening to this. This was the biggest song. How many, Kenny? They had two or three, though, pretty good-sized hits, didn't they? Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Witch Queen of New Orleans.
That's it, right.
Yeah.
Remember the other one. That was a good one. So anyway, we have, and you know what? That song now is the story of Roberta's life.
Oh.
Witchbone in New Orleans. Witch Queen of New Orleans. Yes.
Yeah, getting to go.
That is Roberta.
A lot of time
right.
in New Orleans now. All right, so that's number five this week. 1974 is the year. Number four belongs to Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Another the best
great R&B song. Great. Roberta, you may be the best thing that ever happened to me.
Aw, you too, John.
You may be.
Again, you may not be.
Well, she's a good thing. All of you are great things in my life. Thank you. Gladys. Doesn't need the Pips, really. She's got it all together herself.
Oh, she needed the Pips.
You think so?
Yeah. Who would stand back behind her and pull that imaginary train whistle and go, woo-hoo?
Yeah, I suppose. That's
if
right.
the Pips weren't there.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! All right. Number three this week in 1974, group called Blue Swede. This is the silliest song.
Just the beginning.
Great song.
This feeling.
Great version.
Yeah, it's a remake of another song.
Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me.
No, there weren't too many drugs involved with thinking at the beginning of this song.
What are we going to do with this song?
Right,
what's
yeah.
your booga-chuck
and we make it different?
Almost too boring normal.
Yeah. All right, number two for this week, 1974, Elton John is here. Benny and the Jets.
Benny and the
Jets.
Benny and the Jets.
Electric Blues.
Let's see, the number, for me, the number five song this week and the number one song were the best of the top five. So you heard number five, number four, number three, number two. This was number one. The Mothers, Fathers, Sisters, and Brothers from Philadelphia with the Sound of Philadelphia. They didn't put any of that on the label. It was just MFSB and TSOP.
Yep.
I just translated it for you. Mothers, Fathers, Sisters, and Brothers do the Sound of Philadelphia. Crank it up, Richie. This is the last year I was a disc jockey, 1974. I remember this song and how every time I played it, it was something different you could say and feel. So enjoy. 28 after on Good Day.
Drinking and thinking.
Alcohol in low doses is good for the brain.
Brain specialist Dr. Majid Fatoui.
And that means one glass of wine or other alcohol per day for women and up to two glasses for men.
Any more can shrink that part of our brains that holds memory, the hippocampus. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
What's the most effective thing for brain health is exercise, stress reduction, good night's sleep, and good diet.
Including wild salmon, blueberries, avocados, nuts, and fish oil.
Actually look for bottles that say DHA. Because you may get a 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, but it only has 100 milligrams of DHA. There was one study that showed that people who take DHA at a dose of 900 milligrams per day for 3 months improve their brain function to a level of someone who is 3 years younger.
Links to details on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Well, ring-a-ding-ding, the year was 1936, and Leo and Lillian Goodwin were hot to trot for the world to save some big bucks on automotive insurance. So they opened up a little joint called Geico. Geico had the goods for all the dolls and Joes who were keen on swell service and keeping the cabbage.
Flash forward over 75 years, and Geico is still helping customers save money every day, and with 97% customer satisfaction. Today, the peeps would refer to that as pretty darn tight.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more, more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
The issues of the day, the things that people think are new to the world of info, the most important stories of the day, hopefully for you, at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Follow us at Twitter and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Actually, Kenny, I haven't gotten a lot of input from you as to some of the things that are going on, so just a second, you'll review for us a couple of the stories, hopefully. Christian. I always want to say Kristen. It is not. It's Kristen, not Christian.
Kristen. Correct. Kristen Chenoweth.
Right. With us in a few minutes here on Good Day. A lot of the ladies listening are very excited about that. She's had an interesting life, has done a lot of great roles, but she has something a lot of people don't know she has, and that's what we're going to talk to her about in part. Winning department today, the winner of this week's Dream Big America contest, Andre Angel of Tango Tab. Tango Tab, something you would use for a restaurant. Actually, this would be a good thing for the Queen of Cheap, Roberta. Mm-hmm. This is a free use. This is a free, what would you call this, Richie? It's an info tool. Free restaurant. Let's see. Info on restaurant deals. They donate a meal to a person in need
for
a local charity.
Hmm.
TangoTab.com is where you go. When you eat, these people who are in need eat. Obviously had a lot of social media support, so you can check it out, find out what they're about, use their product, TangoTab.com. The winner this week of the Dream Big America contest, and congratulations to the other two contestants, Blade Butter, which I think a lot of people thought would win, a blend of all-natural nano oils that helps your razor perform better.
I actually thought the other one would win the
Fix cocktail fortifier.
Yes.
Yeah. This is to make your drink, well, more healthy.
It's a new mixer for your alcoholic drinks that has vitamins and supplements in it, and it tastes good. So it's more natural than putting Coke or Red Bull or something like that in your drink or just juice.
All right, let's run through a couple of these things. Kenny, I don't know what sort of, I'm sort of going to pass it to you. You have comments on the ferry boats sinking or the Ukrainian situation. What do you have that's hot?
The Boston Marathon. Lots of news media coverage or over coverage of the anniversary of the bombing and the upcoming marathon. Brady says Dear Boston, this is your day of standing strong after life-altering drama and your awesome strength. We salute you.
It didn't alter my life. It altered the lives of the people who were directly affected by it. What the news media is trying to do now is get everybody's life altered by it, which hopefully they will fail miserably at. But they're doing their, it's disgusting, the display of foolishness that's coming out of the television screens and radio monitors in this city. It is just ridiculous. All right, what else, Kenny?
Jerry says, when do we drop the home of the brave BS now that we are scared to death of our own shadows and the mere sight of a backpack makes us soil ourselves?
Man, what a right on comment that is.
Wow, that hits between the eyes.
It sure does, and it's right on. Anything else, Kenny, that you like?
Alan says they are turning this event into a police state. They should either run it as usual or cancel it.
Yeah. You know, this reminds me, the way the news media is handling this, every time there's something that's horrible, they're all over it. Today,
of course,
for example.
They want to scare you. That's how they get you to watch 24/7.
Anniversary of the Texas explosion. Remember that? Last year, that fertilizer plant, 50
yeah.
people were killed, 120 homes were destroyed. Now they're all over that today. Will this happen in your town? Yeah, that kind of nonsense. Ugh. And they disgust me. Let's have something good. In a moment, we have a conversation with Kristen Chenoweth here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Easter around the corner, Sam's Club has what you need for your family feast. Pick up a juicy boneless carving ham for only $2.78 a pound, along with fresh asparagus, delicious carrot cake cookies, and more. Stop by Sam's Club today and get members-only savings to make your Easter extraordinary. Join and save. Sam's Club. Because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89. The Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
When my daughter told me she was getting married this spring in Napa, my first thought was, to that guy? My second was, my allergies. That's when a friend told me about Advil Allergy. Turns out it's the only allergy medicine that relieves my itchy eyes and runny nose and has the speed and strength of Advil to tackle even my toughest allergy pain. So I could focus on the ceremony, not my allergies.
Fight even the toughest allergy symptoms with Advil Allergy, the only allergy medicine that comes with the speed and strength of Advil. Use as directed.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now!
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
20 before the hour, 888-302-3684. If you happen to want to have a quick chat with Kristen Chenoweth, why not? It's the program for it. Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli, all big fans of Ms. Chenoweth. I didn't call you that the last time you were here, but I feel like as more and more people talk to me about you and how fabulous you are, the lady in my life said she left me a note. She said she was incredible in Wicked as Galinda. No one has been as good since. So there you go, one fan.
That's so nice.
Everybody talks about you in the fact that you seem to have so much energy, you work hard, and you're just a little thing.
I'll take it, Doug. I'm a big believer in vitamins because I don't get very much sleep, mm-hmm. as you can imagine, and yep. I do so many different types of things in our industry, you know, from TV to movies to Broadway to concerts. And, you know, I'm tired, y'all. I'm tired.
Tired. So is it all worth it, though? That's the question. I thought of this. I watched you on the red carpet. I don't know, it was last year. At some point in time, I thought, why is she there? I didn't understand that you would do that sort of stuff, but you've just explained that you do all kinds of things, and that's probably good for your career. But how is it that Kristen Chenoweth decides that you're going to do this project or that project or this job or that job? How do you make up your mind?
Well, it's really hard because I really love to do all different kinds of things. But as far as, like, the Oscars go, you didn't know that I was interested in that. Neither did I. The producers called and asked me to do it, and I said, no. I can't do what y'all... What on-air journalists do. I'm an actress. And they said, no, we want you to just talk to your friends. Just be there and talk to your friends. I said, but I'm not good on the fly. I'm not. And they're like, yes, you are. Just talk to your friends. So I agree. They finally talked me into it. And I had a good time. Now, would I want to do that all the time? No, because I think that's a skill that takes lots of work and lots of training and experience that I don't have. But I had fun for that night. You know?
You have skill and training in other areas. You received a Tony Award for your performance as Sally Brown, and you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
We talked about Galinda and the musical Wicked. I remember you were not... The West Wing was one of my favorite television programs of all time.
Yeah.
And
so
I wonder how you figured into that. When somebody calls or your agent says, okay, there's this role, you want to take a shot at it. What did you... I mean, I remember a number of different scenes now that I'm thinking about it. You in the basement of the White House with...
John Spencer or
no.
Allison Janney? Was it Toby, the character of Toby, which was Richard?
No, Richard, yeah. No, I'm the other guy who, the last of the one, neither of us can think of.
Kristen, welcome to one of Doug's senior moments.
I'm right behind you. I was on the show, and I can't remember. Maybe it was Jimmy Smith, maybe.
No, it was the other one.
Martin Sheen.
That would be obvious. Yeah.
Josh Lyman.
Whitford. It was Whitford. Yeah, Bradley Whitford. Okay. Anyway.
Whitford. Oh, I loved him. He was a prankster on our set.
Was he really?
So bad. But I was only supposed to be on that show 3 episodes, and I just left Wicked to do this movie, Bewitched, and I got the call that I had been offered West Wing before and had to make a decision whether I wanted to do Wicked or West Wing. And West Wing was such a hit at the time, and I had a really tough decision, but I knew Wicked was going to be a real life-changing experience for myself and for audiences alike. And so I came to understand that they liked me on the show, of West Wing, and that they wanted me to stay. And I stayed for 2 years until we stopped.
Yeah.
But I never would have seen myself on a show like that, because I just remember thinking, now, is Uzbekistan a leather? Like, where is it? You know, but I learned so much. And I also learned how the right wing and the left wing can actually play together. I think the West Wing was such a smart show, and it's the White House that we really want it to be.
Yep,
I'm
yep.
not sure that it is. I mean, House of Cards, I'm also a fan of, and I think it's the more true to how it really is.
Yeah,
so
I think, man, you're on to something right there. We're having a conversation with Kristen Chenoweth. I was reading about you, and I was kind of surprised to learn you have asthma, especially given what we've been talking about, your activity level. You take a lot of vitamins, that sort of thing, don't get a lot of sleep. Does that play into it, or this is just something that were born with and that you're dealing with?
You know what happened to me, guys? I was down here for 9/11 in New York and doing a lot of work after, as many New Yorkers did, for survivors and for just people down there that were kind of lost. And about a year after that, I was really suffering. I felt like somebody was sitting on my chest. I couldn't get breath. I finally went to the doctor. I had a cough all the time, wheezing. And he said, you have asthma. And I said, no, I don't. No, I don't have that. I'm a singer. And he said, well, you have it, so you have to, you know, just accept that you have it. And so when the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America recently came to me and said, look, you don't talk about it very much, but we have a message we want your help to get out. And I thought, you know, it's okay. It's important to let people know that people who are entertainers and in show business and singers have an Achilles heel, which is asthma for me. And our message is very simple. It's know your count on your medication. We can get medications now that say 30 left, 20 left of your dosages of how many inhales you have left. And that's what I call it anyway. And so many times people reach for the medication and they're out. And that, as you know, can be fatal and just bad news. So people should go on know your count. knowyourcount.com and check it out. And we're coming upon Asthma Awareness Month, as you may or may not know, in May. And the organization I'm working with, Teva, is doing something really cool, you guys, that I'm really proud of. Anybody that goes on the website, they're donating $1 for every hit so that a child with asthma can go to summer camp this summer. And I like that because that's making their mark on this world, you know.
So the website is knowyourcount.com, K-N-O-W,
yourcount.com.
And do a dollar, yes, do that.
Yeah.
So I've always invited people, whenever there are folks on, if anybody wants to have a chat. Richie, I don't know if you've got the other side up or not, but let's...
I do.
I'm not able... Yeah, there it is. Amanda, you want to say hi to Kristen? Go ahead.
Hi, Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good.
Now, I happen to know Amanda, and I know that she's an aspiring actress and singer, and in fact, she has you as a role model. Is that right, Amanda?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my gosh, that makes me feel so good. Where do you live?
I live in Orlando, Florida.
And are you going to college?
Yes, I'm a junior in high school right now, so I'm getting ready to do all the college audition fun.
Well, do
so
you
for
have
musical
a,
theater.
Do you have a place you want to go to? Do you have a top choice?
Anywhere I can get in right now.
All right, so Amanda, do you have a favorite song that you know that Kristen has sung in one of the shows she's been in?
My all-time favorite performance, I saw you at in New York at your at Lincoln Live at Lincoln Center, and my all-time favorite performance of you was when you sang Before the Parade Passes By.
It
was my all-time favorite, yeah.
All right, now I want to know if the two of you can sing it together right now.
First of all, I just woke up, and I wouldn't even do that to your ears. I don't want your ears to start bleeding. But Amanda, that makes me feel so good. I love that song. Jerry Herman really knocked it out of the park when he wrote that for Hello Dolly. So you gotta work on that song yourself. And
I will.
You know, sing it.
All right, Amanda, there you go. So inspiration is something that is sort of taken seriously by some performers and not by others. I get from your tone that this is something that means something to you when someone like that says, you're my idol, or you're my hero, or I'm trying to be like you.
It really does, Doug. You know, I have grown up in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, a tiny town. We didn't have a theater where Broadway shows could come through. And recently we got one, and they named the theater... I only say this because I'm getting to a point. They named the theater after me, and for me, I take it so seriously. It's like, how do you want to be remembered in this life? And the fact that Amanda would take the time out of her day and call me and say, I look up to you. I take it very seriously. I might not always make the same decisions everybody else would, but I love that people would even, you know, honor me in such a way, and I honor them back. They inspire me as well.
All right, well, you've inspired a lot of people a lot of different ways. Perhaps the message today by going to the website knowyouraccount.com will have a number of people inspired to give a dollar for the cause, asthma. Take good care and treat yourself well. Kristen Chenoweth here on Good Day.
So you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district and you're about to get into your truck, except there is no truck and... Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say that thief is going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces 12,000 miles into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with police and continues to share until the joyrider's in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the... And it's hard to say who's more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You, or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Proclaimers singing, "I'm going to be 500 miles, I don't know quite how to translate that, from the movie Benny and June. Number one during this week in 1993, from what I remember about it, it surprised me.
A little quirky.
You're right. Kenny, what do you remember about that movie?
This song.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that's
I tell you what, I would walk 500 miles not to watch that.
To be around it.
That crazy crackpot, what's his face in the movie?
Chucker, who is the star of this?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp,
actress named Mary Stuart Masterson was in it, who was in the movie Some Kind of Wonderful. I always liked her.
Hmm. Yeah, I like her.
Listen, everybody's got different tastes. That's why there are different things. 57 different varieties of...
I just don't get him, and I don't know why I don't get him. He's just a little strange.
Speaking of Johnny Depp, I was going to bring this up in movie news, but it's a good segue. His new sci-fi movie, Transcendence, which opens tomorrow, is getting really weak advanced reviews, which is not good for a film that needs really good reviews to create buzz, because it's more of a thinking person's movie than an action film.
What is it? What's the movie?
It's called Transcendent. It's about the power of computers and the human mind. They've been marketing the heck out of it.
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Oh, Depp's in it. Okay.
Yeah, Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
And Morgan Freeman is in it. But it's going to open on 3,400 screens. It's probably $100 or $150 million movie with a huge marketing blitz. So.
And you don't think it's going to do well?
I think a movie like that needs good reviews to get good buzz. So
let me ask you this, Chuck.
A decent opening weekend, but if it's not a good film, it's not going to make a lot of money.
Johnny Depp has kind of created this cartoon character that he's become between the Pirates of the Caribbean and where he's just kind of like this silly pirate and the Benny and June type stuff and whatever. Do you think people don't take him seriously in a role like this now?
Yeah, I think. To some extent, yes.
Hmm. All right,
I know it's hard for me to find him doing something more serious because he's done so many.
Yeah, he's not going to be a Liam Neeson or Bruce Willis or, you know, one of these guys that plays
action.
Yeah, sure. Ben Affleck. No, he's done.
None of that, yeah. All right, Chuck has some more movie news, including news on who could be the next Bond girl, coming right up here on Good Day.
It's Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, which means it's the perfect time to find the instrument you've always wanted for a price that can't be beat. There's never been a better time to get an Epiphone acoustic or limited edition electric guitar for only $89.
Or Fostex headphones, list price $49, now for the insanely low price of $19. With these deals and hundreds more, it's time to start playing the instrument you've always wanted. Guitar Center's Easter Savings event, now through Sunday.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated staples.com/copy and print for details.
All right, let's get to some movie news. Now, Chuck Curry has the story on who will be the next Bond girl.
Well, they're talking Penelope Cruz as possibility of the next Bond girl. If that's true, I think that's a very good choice.
She is a good choice.
Good looking, good actress. I have no complaints whatsoever.
And she's got that Bond look.
Here's a story just hit the headlines last night. According to a lot of the trades, including Variety, 20th Century Fox is actively developing a sequel to the 1993 hit comedy Miss Doubtfire, which would reunite Robin Williams and director Chris Columbus. Here's my reaction, Doug. Well, it's better than Martin Lawrence in Big Mama's House 4.
The story, by the way, is at DougStepan.com today. Robin Williams signing on to the sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire. You can check it out, DougStepan.com. All right, what else you got for us, Chucker?
Christian-based films continue to score at the box office. This movie, Heaven is for Real, which stars Greg Kinnear, did $3.7 million when it opened yesterday, on target for a five-day, $20 million take. These type movies are made what they call on the cheap, so it's going to be very
well, God's
profitable.
Not Dead is one of the other ones like that.
That's
very,
done very well.
Cheap,
that's done about $40 million.
Yeah.
Who would have thought a movie starring Kevin Sorbo would make $40 million at the U.S. box office? I would have never predicted that.
Yeah. Sean Penn is going to direct Charlize Theron in a love story.
Item.
The Last Phase. Yeah, they are an item, apparently. Yeah. Shot in Africa. She's from Africa. Isn't she South African?
South African. Yep,
yeah,
correct.
Right. All right, so there's the story. Chuck Curry always can be counted on for time and places in our minds when it comes
and
to
a wisecrack.
Movies, yeah, and videos and DVDs and a wisecrack. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.